Love yourself.
Until the next one, we say GMTM.
From Shaquantu, it is Suzonzo Moya.
Fresh breakfast is on us. NSK and Shaquan. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
It is 7:38 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Today is the day that we are celebrating Southern Africans, fellow Southern Africans, Zimbabwe. They're celebrating 43 years of being an independent, prosperous nation.
Yeah.
One thing, remember we were asking us this morning to list a couple of things that you know about Zimbabwe without actually using Google.
Yes.
I've got one for you.
Okay.
They are fantastic teachers. Fantastic teachers.
I mean, they're smart as hell, so yeah, why not?
Fantastic teachers. I've got a shout out also here. Apparently, a Mr. Doro. He's the head honcho of mathematics and geography at Duneside, and the learners apparently love him very much.
Yeah. Head of what? Sorry.
He's the head honcho. He's like the main man when it comes to geography and mathematics.
As it should be. Yeah. I'm actually surprised not physics also.
Yeah. Apparently, the other teachers also ran to him. For guidance, right. Mr. Doro.
Shout out to Mr. Doro then.
Yeah, man. We've got Aputi George Msumba on the line right now. He's a senior reporter with Star FM. George, can you hear us?
I'm very much so. I'm blushing with all the praises for Zimbabwe that you are giving us.
That's the spirit, man. Come on, George. We are one Africa. We are one Southern Africa. We need to celebrate each other. How's the morning, George?
The morning school. I am in Mount Darwin. It's a rural province where the celebrations are taking place. For the first time, we're out of the big cities.
Yeah.
In the rural areas to celebrate our independence.
All right. So, to my understanding, this is actually the second time that the celebrations are being hosted in this region. What is it that you have noticed so far that is a little bit different as from last year when you were celebrating 42 years of independence?
43 years, it's a bit of the best thing here in Mount Darwin is that the people are excited. They feel that they've been honored to have the celebration this year. Of course, it's a bittersweet celebration. You know, the economy has to pick up. We are looking at that. But at the same time, we always remember our heroes who fought for our independence. And it gives us hope that we can pull through.
What is the general mood right now? Especially as a reporter, you're a man on the ground every day in your line of work.
Mm-hmm.
What is the general mood of society right now, perhaps in Harare and the rest of the country?
Okay, in Harare it's a bit conflicted because you have the economy, the prices are going up. And yet industry is beginning to perform well, but the electricity situation is also pulling us back, so there's a bit of demoralizing issues around the currency, the electricity.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there's hope because the industry seems to be doing well. Apart from the electricity issue, the shelves are packed with Zimbabwean goods,
and the
industry is quite doing well. Yes.
So you would definitely see that there is, or you would definitely say that there is some sort of change that is happening, like, you know, probably from 5 years ago. So what I actually wanted to ask you that a lot of people have been talking about, as much as we are celebrating the 43 years of independence right now of Zimbabwe, obviously, there is the Gold Mafia documentary that was released. Did you actually manage to watch all four parts?
Yes, I watched all four parts, but I'll tell you one thing about with the Gold Mafia issue.
All right.
Whilst it's trending on Twitter, on the ground there's not much discussion around it.
Is that so?
It sort of dies down. Yeah, there's not much discussion around it on the ground. I think there's the Twitter world, and then there's the real world because it's online. And most of the debate is on Twitter. And with Zimbabwe, I think it's only about 2% of the population that is active on Twitter. And most of it are the guys in the diaspora. So on the ground, no one really is talking about it.
Mm.
It seems as if it's a discussion that is happening in another world. So it hasn't really gained traction on the ground.
Oh, it hasn't. Okay. That might actually make sense because this morning we actually learned that Angel was cleared of all charges, that he's not going to be charged for anything, you know, for the gold smuggling or money laundering or whatever it is. But even for you as a reporter yourself, watching that documentary and knowing that they're actually having these conversations pertaining to the country that you so love, your motherland, how did you feel about it?
Well, there wasn't much of a shock, really, because we do have porous borders. We do have corruption. We have to admit that.
Yeah.
But I think the documentary lost its way when it tried to link it to certain personalities without proof. So that is where I think it died a natural death, to say, okay, I think, because from two perspectives, one perspective is that, yes, there is that corruption, there is that drug smuggling. To the extent, the head of state, I think there was an effort to link him to it, but most people are also questioning the credibility of the way it was done and the characters who are involved there. Was it name dropping in order to lure these so-called investors or these money launderers, dropping the president's name, or was it for real? So the whole investigation to really link it to the president, I think that is where most people are really doubting it, to say, look, if he was the president, why would he use those channels? He could have just used diplomatic bags and sent the gold out there on private planes and no one searches them because he's all powerful.
Mm.
So the characters in that kills the whole story, to say, look, these are probably just criminals who are name dropping in order to lure somebody to say, look, they're powerful friends, so we can do business with
them. So you can buy into the business deal. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we do also apologize for the poor network because George, you're out in a remote area.
Mm-hmm.
But George, just, you know, in a final, just a final conversation here.
Yeah.
Listen, Namibia, Zimbabwe, long, long historical ties. What's the general perception of Namibians at that side?
The people love the relationship between the president and Mr. Gengob. I actually covered it when he came to state for a state visit.
Uh-huh.
And there was that chemistry between the leaders. There was that chemistry between the leaders. And there's always that. With Namibia, I think, unlike South Africa, there's no xenophobia involved. It seems that this is a cordial relationship between the common people. So if people feel safer, if they're going to Namibia, although it's not a popular destination, but they feel safer there. Than if they are going to South Africa or anywhere else. There have been incidences of what we would call xenophobia, because I know that most of our friends, because of the economic situation, they have to travel anywhere to gain something economically for their family. And because we are rebuilding our economy, it's a good relation.
All right. No, thank you so much, George Msumba. I know that you have to get ready for your 8 a.m. news. You probably have to send some clips to Star FM.
To the studio.
To the studio and report back. Thank you so much, Buta. We appreciate you. And we will keep in contact. And happy Independence Day, sir.
Happy Independence. I actually wanted to ask you.
Thank you so much.
George, I actually wanted to ask you before you leave. How do you say happy Independence in, I don't know what language you actually speak. Is it Shona?
In Shona, yes.
Yes, how do you say happy Independence?
Tukuti susu ivaine zuva rekupemberera kuzvarwa kwenyika zvakanaka.
Okay, so I was Google Translate was right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chef, my good sir. We appreciate you and good luck with the day.
Wonderful. Thank you for hosting me, and it's good to know that we are in your thoughts.
That's it.
The Nevada Desert. Open roads, endless horizons, and not a soul in